Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for all things local. Whether it's snow, road closures, or the latest debate over who grills the best steak in town. Today, we're covering everything from emergency road repairs to wildlife closure and a few hefty grant awards that'll help boost our community. Oh, and if you're planning on hitting the slopes, spoiler alert, it's deep out there. So grab a drink, settle in, and let's dive into today's headlines. Because the Eastern Sierra never runs out of news. And neither do we. In a proactive move to enhance community preparedness and appreciation for our natural surroundings, the Inyo National Forest has partnered with Saracoso Community College to offer specialized courses focusing on fire management and outdoor recreation. These educational programs aim to equip participants with essential skills and knowledge, fostering a deeper connection to our environment and promoting safety in outdoor activities. Interested individuals should register today. For more details on enrollment and course schedules, visit EasternSierraNow.com. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors approved a contract Tuesday to repair damaged infrastructure near Whitney Portal. This damage is not believed to have been caused by the recent Hurricane Hillary, which closed much of Whitney Portal Road last year. With winter closures already in place, impacts to motorists should be minimal, and the project is expected to be completed by April 30th. Work should begin next week, and detours are available to provide access to the normal winter dirt parking lot. For more information, please visit EasternSierraNow.com. Look, are you craving authentic Mexican cuisine that feels like a warm hug from abuela? Head over to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant in Bishop, California, family-owned and serving the community for over 17 years. Astorga's offers a delightful menu featuring everything from mouth-watering burritos to sizzling fajitas. Don't miss their Street Taco Tuesdays with $5 margaritas from 5 p.m. to close, or their Pronto lunch specials available weekdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 2206 North Sierra Highway. They're open daily from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Dine in, enjoy their cozy patio, or order online at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where every meal is a fiesta. A reminder for our viewers, North Landing Road, located north of Crowley Lake Reservoir, is currently closed to vehicular traffic from March 1st to April 23rd. This temporary closure is implemented annually to protect sensitive wildlife like the greater sage grouse during critical periods. The road will reopen before the fish opener. Residents and visitors are advised to plan their travel accordingly and respect the closure to support local conservation efforts. Inyo County has announced the recipients of the 2025 Community Project Sponsorship Program, the CPSP, competitive grants allocating a total of $40,000 to 13 nonprofit organizations for events and programs scheduled this year. Notable awardees include Carson Colorado Railway Co., Eastern Sierra Artists, Museum of Western Film History, Friends of the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fair, Inyo County Search and Rescue, Bishop Mule Days, Sierra Forever, Akamaya Cultural Group, Bishop Area Climbers Coalition, Friends of the Amargosa Basin, Shoshone Museum Association, PAWS, and AWE Eastern Sierra. These grants underscore Inyo County's commitment to supporting cultural, educational, and recreational initiatives that enrich our community. Congratulations. Attention, steak aficionados. Eastern Sierra Now's Epic Eats poll is heating up, and we need your vote to crown the best steak in the Eastern Sierra. In the Mammoth Lakes area, the Mogul is sizzling at the top, while Mocajete's Fusion leads the pack in Bishop. You think your favorite steakhouse deserves the spotlight? Cast your vote and let your carnivorous voice be heard. Visit EasternSierraNow.com/epic-eats to join the juicy debate. Hurry, your vote could make all the difference in this meaty showdown. Now for a look at the events happening this weekend. Starting off, Wooly will be hosting a dance party tomorrow with complimentary hot cocoa tomorrow from 3:45 to 4:30 p.m. Also tomorrow, Mono Arts Council will be hosting an Arts and Wine Roundup, an introduction to stained glass from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Memorial Hall in Bridgeport. For the nature enthusiasts, Rangers will be hosting an Alien Desert program from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. with a pop-up ranger table from 10 to 12. Both events meet at the Mobius Arch Trailhead. A fire pit storytelling experience will also take place tomorrow evening outside of the Allen Spoonhunter Memorial Gym starting at 5 p.m. in Big Pine. The outbound Mammoth Lobby Wine Bar will be hosting a jazz and juice experience tomorrow from 6:30 to 9 p.m. On Sunday, you can experience random acts of vinyl at the same wine bar from 6 to 9 p.m. Lastly, the Après Ski Party on Mammoth Mountain is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 2:30 to 5 p.m. This event's free for anyone, 21 and over, of course, and features DJ Wildcat and MC Maurice. Okay, Snow Lovers, if you'd like your powder deep and your visibility questionable, today is your lucky day. Mammoth is serving up another heaping helping of fresh snowfall with 5 to 8 inches overnight and a whopping 28 to 38 inches in the past 48 hours. And guess what? Mother Nature isn't done yet. The storm is still coming strong, so expect conditions to stay fresh, fluffy, and let's be honest, a little wild. The base depth sits at a solid 82 inches, and for those craving adventure, 109 trails and 16 lifts are open across 9 parks. However, not all the heavy hitters are getting in on the action today. Facelift Express, number 3, High 5 Express, 5, Cloud 9 Express, 9, chairs 12, 13, 14, and 23, and the upper panorama gondola are taking a well-earned rest due to high winds and low visibility. Speaking of visibility, if you can't see the tips of your skis, maybe take it easy. And with this much snow immersion hazards are real. Tree wells aren't your friends, and neither is skiing solo in deep powder. So buddy up, stay in sight, and keep those tips up. Bundle up, brace for the wind, and enjoy the stormy powder fest. Because days like this, well, they don't come around often. Stay safe and send it wisely. Okay, our sports report proudly brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, because nothing fuels an athlete or a fan like a solid meal and a good time. Now, we'd love to bring you some breaking sports news, but today's update's more of a hurry up and wait situation. No fresh scores, no buzzer beaters, and no underdog triumphs yet. But if you happen to be the athletic advisor or a parent of a kid participating in sports in any schools around the Eastern Sierra and you're not seeing witness down here, please reach out or give me a call. You can send it to info@easternsierranow.com. We really only get Bishop stuff most of the time, but we're here for Mammoth and Lone Pine and Independence and Big Pine and everybody, so Levining. So please reach out, send us some stuff. We would love to showcase your kids. But don't worry, sports fans. We've got our eyes on the horizon and we're hoping for some exciting action coming soon. A huge shout out to our friends at Back Alley Bowl and Grill for supporting our sports coverage and the incredible student athletes in our community, because their dedication truly makes a difference. And hey, if your business wants to be part of keeping local news strong, we got sponsorship spots available, including for the weather and ski report. Shoot us a message at advertise@easternsierranow.com to get in on the action. And that's it for now. Stay tuned, stay hyped, and we'll be back with more sports soon. Now for a quick look at the weather. Today in Bishop, expect a few brief showers late this morning with cloudy and cool conditions becoming windy this afternoon. Highs of 50, low of 27. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny skies with cool temperatures. Highs reaching 60, dipping to 31. And it looks like Sunday, partly sunny with afternoon breezes, 67 and 36. Mammoth today, windy and cold with snow expected throughout the day, accumulating 2 to 4 inches. Highs near 31, low around 13. Tomorrow, milder temperatures with some clouds, then turning sunny, high of 40, low of 20, and Sunday, breezy conditions with some sun, turning cloudy later, high around 44, low about 25. A significant storm system is impacting California, bringing varied weather conditions across the state, in the Sierra Nevada, including areas around Mammoth Lakes. Heavy snowfall is anticipated, with up to 2 feet of snow possible in higher elevations. Stay safe and enjoy the weekend, whether you're basking in the sun or braving the snow. And that's a wrap for today's Eastern Sierra Now. Whether you're braving a storm, avoiding tree wells, or just planning your next meal at Astorga's, stay safe and stay tuned. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, give us a follow on social media, and help us keep the local news coming. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, because let's be real, that's where all the action happens anyway, right? Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Same place, same time.